Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, there's a big topic now in schools and among teachers and legislators and Governor Newsom in California when it comes to bullying. Governor Newsom has now, I guess, signed three laws aimed at preventing bullying and suicides in school. Apparently, there's a 9-year-old girl that might have killed herself as a result of bullying in Santa Ana. So they're investigating that. And bullying is a problem. Okay, I mean, I've been bullied. I still, as an adult, I was bullied. And it's not fun. It's not fun being bullied at all. I went to 12 schools growing up. And so, you know, each school, I was like, okay, good. I'm not going to get bullied at this one because, you know, I'm not going to make stupid jokes in the back of the class. You know, I'm going to wear, you know, clothes that don't look like were bought at a grocery store. And unfortunately, they were. You know, I needed shoes one day, and my mom went into Fry's food store, and she got these red tennis shoes. And I just remember those, and it was like the worst day of my life, you know, in school, because, you know, I was like, you know, why can't we go to a shoe store? You know, I know a grocery store was cheaper, but we couldn't go to a shoe store, and I had to wear these red tennis shoes with my purple dress, and it was horrible. And you never wear purple and red, and even my gay friends were like, really? And I'm like, I know. I had, like, no support that day. That was horrible. Yeah, Fry's used to be a food store. Now it's an electronics store, but they used to sell food. It was the same logo. I don't know when that change happened. But there was also Alpha Beta growing up. I had to wear clothes from Alpha Beta also. Grocery stores aren't really the best place for clothes. Let me just say that. So it didn't really help with bullying. And no, it wasn't the boobs. I didn't grow boobs until I was, I think, fifth or sixth grade. And then all of a sudden it was like, dang. You know, but believe it or not, I didn't get bullied for those. Those the guys were really nice. Hats on the boys were really nice to me. That's when things changed. But bullying is unfortunately not a joking matter, especially when you have kids killing themselves. And, you know, there's these studies after studies, and experts, you know, are touting positive results with anti-bullying programs that they have in their school, and I think that's fine and dandy, but you're never going to put an end to bullying, okay? And unless we change school, which is something that I think I'm going to really, really start to get noisier about, as we were just talking about that in the last hour. When I was bullied, or anybody's bullied, you look at the clock, and it's 8:50 in the morning. Right? Because a lot of times you're bullied on the school bus, or you're bullied walking to school, or you're bullied in the morning. And it's only 8:50 a.m., and you got to be there till 3:30. And again, so school, length of time of the school day, I think has to change. I think we need to, you know, change what the curriculum is, what kids are doing. Kids need to get away from the bullies and then be working in groups or doing certain projects that, you know, where the kids are too busy to bully. So there's a lot of different things that I think we could do. But going back to why kids bully is it's a very, very natural process. It's a part of growing up. I'm not for it. Any kid that's a bully, as far as I'm concerned, needs, you know, a figurative butt whooping. But when you grow and you are in a crowd, you have to find your place in that crowd, or find your place in society, let's say. And so your type A's, or your domineering ones, and this happens with girls, girls bully even worse than guys. They put themselves in a position. Then other people fear those in that position, and they start to make choices. They make choices to either buddy up with that person, or to stand alone, or to avoid. And as a teacher, when I taught some younger grades, I would see how this would go, and some of the smartest kids were the ones that are like, I don't care. You know, call me whatever. I don't care. You know, like, okay, that's what we have to kind of hone in on. How do you get a kid to not care if somebody calls them stupid or somebody calls them fat or big nose? Because you're never going to stop Billy or Lisa from bullying. There's always going to be a bully. You're going to be in an institution where you're at work, and people are going to try to bully you at work. You're always going to be bullied. And, yeah, you can have these programs, and you can have therapy, and, you know, for those of you bullied, you know, we'll provide therapy. And for those of you who are bullies, we're going to counsel you on not to be bullies. What always helped me was anybody who bullied me, and this really, really helps with the grown-ups, is I take a look at the person who's bullying me, and I find their faults. And I'm like, okay, wait, well, their faults are way, way more than mine. And then I feel sorry for them. And when I feel sorry for them, I'm like, all right, you know what? Let them have their fun. And I go on with my day. You know, I'm like, fine, let them, you know, they're hating on me. Maybe they're jealous. Maybe they feel threatened. You know, yeah, they're bullying. All right, you know, let them do their thing. And karma. Karma always comes around. Everybody that's ever messed with me, I hate to say that. And I don't know if I credit God or karma or whatever, but, you know, that, things don't go their way. And I don't, you know, and so I really trust karma. I've never had to take revenge. And it's kind of nice, you know. So, you know, you mess with me, things just happen. It's kind of scary because, you know, but then again, maybe it's because we're just bad people. It's not because they mess with me. It's because they mess with, you know, people their whole lives. So they probably have a whole crap load of karma coming at them. So what we need to do when we're trying to address bullying is how to make the average kid not care. Maybe we need to go through desensitization training. You know, like, okay, today you're going to be fat. Today you're going to have a big nose. Today you're going to have a big butt. And people are going to call you big butt, big nose, whatever. Okay, the next day we're going to call you something else. And maybe we do like desensitization training because you will always be insulted. You're always going to be bullied. And then let's get out of this 6 to 8 hour school day where you have to be around kids that are jerks. It's doing nothing for your education. What you need to do is you need to be put in a small group and be put in a small group with that bully. Every time I was grouped up with a bully, they needed me because I kind of knew what the project was. And boy, did they change on a dime. So there's a lot of different structure and a lot of different things we could do, but changing around the school day to making it more hands-on, I think it's going to help. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 13-year-old is now the youngest of those victims who have been killed by vaping, we believe. The CDC has announced that over 33 people now have died in over 24 states, and the youngest of which was only 13. Right now, they're investigating 1,400 cases of vaping-linked lung illnesses, which they're called EVOLI, electronic cigarette vaping-associated lung injury. 70% of patients are male, and cases have been reported now in every state except Alaska. Nearly 80% of patients with lung diseases reported using THC e-cigs. We don't know officially the exact component. They've been talking about vitamin E acetate. There's a lot of theories, but right now THC or the oil might be the biggest culprit. They say actually nearly 15,000 Americans have now developed EVOLI. 15,000, they're saying. I thought it was 1,500. Well, you know what? This could be a typo. I'm noticing a lot of typos with these studies, with these articles. Yeah, I think it's 1,500. I don't think we're at 15,000 yet. U.S. health investigators are still unsure what causes EVOLI, the e-cigarette or vaping use-associated lung illness. 10% said they had only vape nicotine. The health officials say they still cannot rule out the substance as a potential trigger. Younger people, usually 80% of them were under 35, are victims. A 13-year-old is now the youngest person. So obviously officials are trying to keep kids away from this. I'm not sure where we go next. These kids, the damage is kind of done. It's out there. Unless these vaping e-cigs go away completely, kids are going to have access to them. So I was speaking to a mom today on telemedicine, and she said her daughter vapes. Well, the mom had called in with a respiratory issue, and I ask everybody, do you smoke or vape? It's not just do you smoke tobacco or use tobacco products. Do you smoke or vape? And she said, no, but my kid does. Now, her daughter's over 18, but she says, I warn her all the time, but she just answers, Mom, it's just water. Water. It's not water. There's propylene glycol, glycerin, and other stuff. And in fact, a recent study found that the propylene glycol and glycerin in these vape products are causing inflammation of the lungs. Study published in the journal Cancer Prevention Research found that in people who had never smoked, after using e-cigs just twice daily for a month, levels of propylene glycol in their system was linked to changes in inflammatory cell counts in their lungs. Now, it wasn't a huge change, but it was enough that they already saw inflammation. And whenever you see inflammation or you see these inflammatory cells, it means there's something going on the microscopic level that's not good. And when people go, yeah, but if it wasn't a lot and, you know, they could still breathe and they're fine, you don't understand. The lungs function to the degree of one cell thickness. Your lungs rely on one cell thickness to do its job of exchanging oxygen. It's got to bring oxygen to the blood. So as the blood runs through the lungs, around the lungs or, you know, through the ports where they need to, the air in the lungs does oxygen exchange through one cell thickness. And so what we don't see on a macro level doesn't mean crap when it comes to what your lungs need. Now, people say, yeah, we got, you know, millions and zillions of cells. You start losing them in droves, it doesn't repair. The lungs don't repair. So the study that just came out through Cancer Prevention Research is the first experimental demonstration of the impact that e-cig use may have on inflammation in the lungs, in the human lungs. So studies, unfortunately though, people are still hesitating on saying that e-cigs are harmful to your health. We still have people being weenies about that. And I get it. Because you got companies out there and they could sue. You know, because did the inflammation come from somebody living in a city? You know, I mean, let's say you have a vapor, right? You have to actually take lung tissue of somebody who's never vaped at all. Then you have them vape, not have any new exposure to anything else, and then check their lung lining. That's what you'd have to do on humans. Now, we've done stuff on rats, but to say it's harmful on humans, you kind of have to do that sort of a study, which you can't do. So noticing somebody coming in and going, oh, you have inflammation. Well, yeah, but how do you know it's not because of the smog? So they still have to be very, very careful. But nicotine exclusive vaping cartridges, those with THC, seem to be a trend in those having this illness. So this study looked at the constituents of e-cigs, like the propylene glycol and the vegetable glycerin. Those are carriers for nicotine and flavors in e-liquids. And so the study looked at 30 young adults, aged 21 to 30, who did not have a history of smoking and had not used e-cigs. They were recruited for the study between 2015 and 2017, randomly assigned into two groups. One was a control. The other was instructed to use e-cigs at least twice daily, taking 20 puffs during 1 hour each time for 1 month. The adults in the e-cig group were given refillable tank devices with LED screens that had a puff counter to measure their daily e-cig use. They vaped using e-liquids that contained 50% propylene glycol, 50% vegetable glycerin. No nicotine, no flavors. Then, they did bronchoscopy them. Okay, so at the start of the study, and then 5 weeks later, all the adults underwent bronchoscopy, where they looked inside the lung airway so they could analyze the tissue and lung health. And they found no significant differences between the levels of inflammatory cells between the control group and the e-cig group, but when they looked at the lungs of the adults of the e-cig group, they found the amount of polypropylene glycol they inhaled and higher inflammatory cells. So, again, it means the body doesn't like it. When you see inflammatory cells, that means the body's trying to protect something or fix something. So that's why we're still guessing. We're still surmising. So, now what? Well, the oldest patient that got sick was 75. There were two recent deaths reported in Minnesota over the age of 50. Disproportionately striking males. Why males over females? Do we know? Are they smoking more? Or is it just more men smoke than females? But Juul now has stopped selling all flavors except tobacco and menthol. Now, this was after an 18-year-old died. So Juul has halted its sale of all flavored e-cig products while it awaits review and approval by the FDA. Now, Juul has been under fire because of marketing to kids and getting them hooked. So they need to do something from a PR perspective. But they also have to be careful because they don't want to admit blame. If Juul is not the cause of these vaping deaths, if not one person used Juul when they died, they sure could use that out, you know, put out there. But it's not. And they're waiting for the information just like anybody else. So they pulled their mint, their mango, their creme brulee, their fruit, and cucumber pods from, cucumber? So anyway, they pulled those. I mean, I could see chocolate. They say from now until it receives approval to sell the products, or doesn't, the San Francisco-based company will only sell its tobacco and menthol pods. So, you know, some of you are like, okay, why is Juul getting so much, you know, crap for this? You know, they put out a product to help smokers quit smoking. Well, because, again, if it all was the radar, once something bad happened, or once we saw that we had, you know, kids doing something that they shouldn't, nobody complained. In fact, Juul was a hero. Until all of a sudden we found that, wait a second, these kids are vaping. And if Juul's defense was, look, we wanted to give smokers an alternative, okay, then, you know, why the flavors? Well, the flavors were smart marketing. I mean, if anybody studies marketing, they'd be like, okay, Juul knew what they were doing in terms of, you know, yeah, if you're going to give somebody something to, you know, get off smoking, you might as well, you know, make it tasty and then make them, you know, want it more. Unfortunately, that would be a drive that brought, you know, got children hooked. And if the purpose of these e-cigs is to get people off smoking, you don't want them yummy. So if you want to keep them on the product, you make it yummy. Now, they could argue, well, we wanted to do mango flavored because we want to attract people to quit smoking. But that's not, nobody's buying that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department announced on Friday that they've set a record over the last year in prosecuting more criminal cases against illegal immigrants and migrant smugglers than any year on record. The numbers are still a tiny fraction of the overall illegal activity at the border, with nearly 1 million unauthorized crosses in fiscal year 2019. The government only charged about 106,000 people with either illegal entry or illegal reentry after a previous deportation. The Trump administration is touting a drop in prescription drug prices, according to the Consumer Pricing Index for prescription drugs. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar on Fox News.
This is the largest decrease in prescription drug prices in 51 years.
But critics say the CPI for prescription drug prices is flawed and that several independent studies show that they have not fallen. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wish I would have thought of this. I really wish I would have thought of this. Okay, so you know how today we talked about how food, like baby food, may have too many metals in it, and, you know, once people kind of complained, or Dr. Oz brought it, you know, to people's attention, all of a sudden, you know, people are kind of studying it, looking at it, trying to make, you know, regulations and, you know, evaluated our food for having toxic chemicals. Okay, so people got off their butts. Same thing with vaping. Once they realized that too many kids were vaping, people got off their butts to look about at the safety. So one thing that has bothered me, and we've talked about this on the show, are cramped flights. I fly coach, usually, because it's very expensive to fly coach, and I couldn't even imagine paying for first class. A couple times I was able to get deals on first class, and I did, and oh my gosh, it's like night and day. It's actually, first class is like flying the way you used to fly, you know, but now it's all cattle cart. And Every time I fly coach, I'm like, this isn't healthy. Something's not right. We're just too close. We're just too packed. There's no room. We can't even get out of our seats. Excuse me. Well, luckily, I don't know who complained, but the FAA is now going to test whether packed planes are dangerous and if they affect evacuation time. So the size of your seat and how much leg room you'll get on a future flight could be decided by, according to KOMO News, 720 Oklahomans. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I love you, Oklahoma. As they've recruited 720 to take part in a first-of-its-kind test to determine if jam-packed planes slow emergency evacuations. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Frequent flyers in U.S. Airlines, they say, are all too aware that cramped economy cabins are detrimental to comfort. But nobody cares. Nobody cares about your comfort. I mean, my leg starts going numb and my arm starts going numb because I'm in a position where you can't stretch or move. You're really boxed in. But federal officials who write airline safety rules have never tested whether all these changes, whether they crammed in more seats and the seat in front of you is pushed up against your legs and et cetera, or you have somebody who's obese and disabled and needed a aisle seat, locking you in to a window seat. See, it's interesting. I love window seats because window seats give you that touch bit more room where I could stretch my arm if I have to. But if you have somebody in your row that can't get up when you need to evacuate, you're stuck. That window seat could be the most dangerous seat. Aisle actually is the most room because you can always stretch out into the aisle. Maybe I should start asking for that. Huh. I didn't think about that. But there's a lot of people that just can't get up. And I know this because when I have to go pee, I can't get around them. You know, a kid is great. A kid will jump up and move. So, federal officials now want to see if this affects evacuation time. According to Stacey Zink McKee, it is a big pet peeve of flyers, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a safety issue. She's a medical research official at the Federal Aviation Administration faculty in Oklahoma City, where the tests are being conducted. Okay, you see that? You see that? It doesn't necessarily mean there's a safety issue. I think it does. I think being cramped with all those people make you exposed to more illness, cause musculoskeletal injuries, and does deter safe evacuation. I do. And it's going to take people like you and I to complain enough for them to do something. Yeah, you're right. Flights will cost more. Yeah, they're not going to just out of the goodness of their heart give us all first class seats. So beginning next month, FAA researchers will recruit people from churches, universities, and online to come up with a test group similar to the overall U.S. population. 60 at a time, they will be seated in a simulator laid out like a Boeing 737 or an Airbus A320. Okay, but why only 60 people at a time? I mean, you need close to 150, 160. And flight attendants will tell them to get out of the simulator. Money will be paid to the first ones off to mimic the sense of panic that occurs in an emergency. Then the seats and rows will be reconfigured, and they will run the test again. 4 times with each group of 60 volunteers. Listen, I don't know how much money they're going to offer, but you can't simulate the fear that you're going to die. I mean, I when the poop hits the fan, they're scratching, hair pulling, dragging. And if you're cattle card and you aren't able to move, you're in trouble. I don't know if what you really need to do is talk to people that had to evacuate a plane that lived and what happened. Now, I think Scully, Captain Scully with the flight that landed in the Hudson, I think they were just so in shock that they landed on water and they were afraid to move. They, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you're here dry, but we're going to be going out into the water. But I think that was a more slow, methodical, and the flight crew was fantastic at keeping everybody calm. But if there's a fire on a plane, people are going to scratch and claw, and you know, I'm going to be throwing my kids towards the front, but they're bigger than me now, so I don't know how that would happen. So I wouldn't scratch a claw. I would just be, like, trying to throw my kids towards the door. So the researchers will compare tests to see if smaller seats or tighter rows make any difference. A dramatic difference would presumably be reason for FAA to set more generous minimum standards for the airlines to follow. An FAA rulemaking panel will use that data to help set seating standards for airlines, with a decision possible by late next year. So the average American adult is heavier now. We're heavier, okay? So the average American adult weighs 10 pounds more than they did just two decades ago. So in the 90s, we were relatively skinnier. Not because we were younger, but because, you know, a 50-year-old weighed roughly 10 pounds less. And our seats, you know, are not up to par for the expanding waistline of populations. Remember they said that a lot of the seatbelts were using 1960s rules and calculations? So a lot of people couldn't even fit into their seatbelt. So according to government figures, airlines are squeezing more passengers into the economy cabin to make more room for high-paying customers and business class. So tighter rows in the back of the plane. Congress last year ordered the FAA to set minimums for seat sizes and the distance between rows. According to House Transportation Committee Chairman Peter DeFazio, Democrat of Oregon, said airlines are cramming in more and more and more seats, closer and closer together, people are getting bigger. I don't believe we can meet the standard anymore for rapid evacuations. Okay, good for you. Good, Pete DeFazio, that's great. Thank you. The distance from any point to a seat, like the front row of the armrest, and the same point on the seat to the next row is called a pitch. Well, apparently, pitch has been shrinking. A few years ago, the standard was about 34 inches. Today, it's now 30 or 31, even tighter on Spirit Airlines. Planes are crowded. The average flight row was now 85% full. It was 88% on Delta over the summer. And more people now carry more bags. Why? Because of the baggage fees. A lot of people also wear a lot of clothes. Hundreds of thousands of them bring an emotional support animal, too. So how the hell do you get everybody out in an emergency? Now, again, is 1 or 2 inches really going to make a difference? I mean, it might. It might save one life, but that's not the problem. I think these airlines have to stop charging us $700 a flight for you to be in coach with baggage fees and, you know, the trick they do now is you go onto orbits or you go onto cheap flights or whatever, or Priceline, and you get a flight, you pick the cheapest one, you know, you're like, wow, this one's offered $30-$40 less, but then they don't give you a seat. And they say you have to pay more if you want to pick your seat. If not, you're going to get a random seat. So that's the catch. I mean, nobody's stopping these airlines. I mean, there's all these antitrust and everybody's against Wall Street and all that, but these airlines are screwing us. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So California has had a lot of little earthquake activity recently, not so little. I'm in Nevada, so I'm not very pleased when I hear that my, you know, brethren state, which I was born in, so kind of consider it my homeland, starts to rattle. Even if I was across the country, I wouldn't like it. And researchers say that a major Southern California fault line, that if it blew, maybe not blew, but, you know, shifted, could produce an 8.0 magnitude earthquake, has already started moving. So, earthquakes that hammered Southern California near the town of Ridgecrest last summer involved ruptures on a web of interconnected faults an increased strain on a major nearby fault that has begun to slowly move, according to a new study. Ruptures in the Ridgecrest earthquake sequence ended a few miles from the Garlock Fault. Now, the Garlock Fault has been quiet for about 500 years, and it runs east-west for 185 miles from the San Andreas Fault to Death Valley. But they say it has now begun a process called fault creep and has slipped 0.8 inches since July, the researchers found. The study from geophysicists from the California Institute of Technology and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory was published in the journal Science on Thursday, coinciding with the implementation of a statewide earthquake early warning system for the general public. Now, I'm not sure where you go. I mean, I know you go and, you know, we talk about shelter and, you know, you want to stay away from, you want to be in a room, you know, not so much under the doorway anymore, but you kind of want to be in the center of a room where things can't fall on you and hurt you. You don't want to be running outside right by a building unless you're going to be in a nice open area. Although I still remember the first Superman, and I still think the earth is going to, like, you know, shift and you're going to fall through it. So I don't really like the idea of standing outside on earth. But they say this study, Southern California's largest earthquake sequence in two decades, started July 4th in the Mojave Desert, about 120 miles north of L.A. And a magnitude 6.4 shock was followed the next day by a 7.1 main shock. And then 100,000 aftershocks. Now, again, they could be little baby ones, but they still are a shock. They still cause pressure and tension. So Zachary Ross is an assistant professor of geophysics at Caltech and lead author of the paper, said in a statement that was one of the most well-documented earthquake sequences in history. Ross developed automated computer analysis of seismometers. Data to detect the huge number of aftershocks with precise location information. And JPL scientists mapped surface ruptures of the faults with data from Japanese and European Space Agency radar satellites. So we're talking, there's some pretty heavy science here. And co-author of the study, Eric Fielding, said, "I was surprised to see how much complexity there was and the number of faults that ruptured. About 20 previously unknown crisscrossing faults were involved." So basically, they discovered 20 new faults. Ross said the 6.4 quake simultaneously broke faults at right angles to each other, which he characterized as surprising. "It was a commonly held idea that major earthquakes are caused by rupture of single long fault, but that has been reconsidered since the 1992 quake in the desert near Landers, California, ruptured several faults. So the Ridgecrest sequence adds evidence of a more complex process." So, okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means something's up. So, we aren't prepared. We're not prepared for the big one. I mean, I saw the, you know, Dwayne Johnson movie. I am not prepared. I don't have a boat. Well, I do have a boat. But he had a boat. And he was able to go into, I don't know what the heck he did. Wasn't there a San Andreas 2? What, was there a sequel? I need to see that. So they say it's going to force people to think hard about how we quantify seismic hazard and whether our approach to defining faults needs to change. We can't just assume that the largest faults dominate the seismic hazard and many smaller faults can link up to create these major quakes. So the study was published on the 30th anniversary of the deadly magnitude 6.9 Loma Prieta earthquake. Now that, remember, was that damaged the San Francisco Bay Area. So Governor Gavin Newsom marked the occasion by formally announcing the launch of the nation's first wide earthquake early warning system. Alerts previously were made available to schools, government agencies, industries, not made to public, etc., whatever. And they have now something called the Shake Alert System. The Shake Alert System has been under development by the U.S. Geological Survey and science institutions for years. But now what it's going to do is Shake Alert is going to give you push alerts to cell phones through the app, developed by UC Berkeley and the Wire Emergency Alert System. So Shake Alert has hundreds of seismic sensor stations to detect the start of an earthquake. And it's going to calculate its location and strength and generate alerts that the app and WEA system sent to phones and areas. The intent is to provide seconds or tens of seconds in which people can protect themselves before shaking arrives in their location. And again, I mean, you know, personally, I would be moving from California. And mind you, I love the state. I think it's one of the most beautiful states. I go there as often as I can. You know, I mean, I live in Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. But, you know, I love water and I love trees. And so I hit California as much as I can because it's like 4 hours away. Well, 3.5. I could get to any of the cities I need to in about 3.5, 4 hours. So I drive there a lot. But I just don't know, you know, I mean, after what happened with Northridge and that quake that killed people and you know, various other quakes that have been pretty, pretty bad, I don't like the unpredictability. I just don't. California has fires. It has, you know, and who knows, maybe a tsunami could hit it too. And so for me, I think as much as I never thought I would say this, I think I like being a touch of it landlocked. Just kind of like that little bit of protection there. So, you know, an alert, you know, you can't outdrive an earthquake. Can't do that. But you can get to a room with no windows and, you know, an area where you don't have things falling on you. Or, I guess, go out into a baseball field. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of us that are gaining a little bit too much weight, they say fat can also deposit in your lungs. Australian researchers analyzed lung samples from 52 people and found that the amount of fat increased in line with body mass index. They said their findings could explain why being overweight or obese increased asthma risk. It does. When you're obese, if you have extra weight, you seem to be more prone to asthma. So the study was published in the European Respiratory Journal. Scientists looked at post-mortem samples of lung donated for research. 15 had no reported asthma, 21 had asthma but died of other causes, and 16 died of the condition. 16. The scientists used dyes to carry out detailed analyses of almost 1,400 airways from the lung samples under the microscope. The researchers found adipose tissue on the walls of the airways with more present in people with a higher body mass index. And then, they say the increase in fat appears to alter the normal structures of the airway. So, fat could change the walls. It could cause inflammation, and that makes sense. You know, I mean, you know, when you get fat, you deposit fat around the liver, around the bowel, you know, and fat isn't supposed to be there, so things don't seem to work as well. That's why a lot of obese people have issues with their bowels, you know? Now, I had issues with my bowels even when I was skinny, but I think they got worse when I gained some weight. So, you know, if we want to do something for asthmatics, we want to keep them, you know, normal BMI. We want to get their weight down, because apparently the fat will accumulate in the airway walls, take up space, seem to increase inflammation within the lungs. Who knew that fat would clog your airways? But it does. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.